If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Nolan, a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, obviously, and that. Lots of individual player stuff, heating up, trying to keep teams in the race, certainly in the hunt throughout both the NL and AL, especially on the AL side. Some interesting things we'll be talking about. Bobby Witt Jr., running hard since the All-Star break. Good stuff to be talking about for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, Nolan and I have been talking about the trade deadline or whatever and stuff like that. It's going to go right to the very last minute, I would say, probably before anybody makes some decisions. We'll probably see a whole bunch of moves or whatever. Nolan, Dirtbags, how many will be really significant like they're talking about? Time will tell, but we'll give our thoughts and our opinions on it as we always do, and obviously we'll be answering the curtain call questions as well. So thank you for sending those in to us. You know where you can send those in to us. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send them right into us. I mean, it can be curtain call questions. It can be, as always, it can be just training questions, coach questions. If you're a player, a parent, a coach, it doesn't really matter. That's what we're here to do, is help you out in any facet. It could be pitching related, hitting related. It's base running related. It could be anything at all. And that's what we do. We're happy to talk about it and live to do it. We do it for you, Dirtbags. Like we said, and we can't appreciate you enough for being a part of the nation, wherever you are in the world listening to us. Can't appreciate Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network enough for allowing us to come to you each week and share baseball knowledge and just hopefully some good conversations with you. That's what it's all about, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we can. As long as you're willing to listen to us. So certainly enjoy it, spread the message, grow the message for us, and we'll go from there. So other than that, though, Dirtbags, you know what? Sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second. We're going to be up, getting after it, and getting dirty.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
If there's one sale I'm always going to shop, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. I just saved an extra 25% because I spent $75. But even if you spend less, you can still save with 20%. And Kohl's has everything you need for summer fun. I got a dress for myself, a polo for my husband, and a ninja creamy that we can't wait to use. Oh, plus, I earned Kohl's cash, and it's a sales tax holiday in Tennessee. Ah, Kohl's. You never fail me. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details, subject to change.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about, a variety of stuff to talk about. So where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, I mean, let's start out with the with obviously some of the big news from the past week. Obviously, Yordan Alvarez hits for the cycle there on Sunday afternoon. During that cycle bid, he hits a ball to straightaway center field. Julio Rodriguez running back to the fence, jumps into the fence trying to make a play on it. It ends up being the triple in his cycle. But during the play, I mean, he gets his right foot caught in the fence, ankle snap back awkwardly. So it sounds like he'll be missing a little bit of time. And on top of that, they also placed J.P. Crawford on the IL after being hit in the right pinky finger. He's got a hairline fracture, so he's going on the IL as well. So two key cogs in the AL West race right now. Obviously, the Houston Astros have really stormed back in that race. And, I mean, what can you say? I mean, that right now is going to be interesting, especially to see what Seattle does. I mean, Seattle's got the pitching to make a move if they want to. But so what I kind of want to get talking about, though, during this Yordan Alvarez cycle, he hits a ball, right? Hits off of the facade of the third deck, like off the upper deck in Safeco. And they only said that it went 384 feet on projected distance. I was like, there is no way that you could hit a ball off the facade of the third deck, and you're telling me that it's only 384 feet. Like, I've never seen a ball hit that far at Safeco Field. Like, to hit it up to the top of the right field bleachers is an absolute moonshot. Like, the second that he hit it, everybody and their mother knew that it was gone. And you're telling me it only went 384 feet? I was like, is the projected distance just stop off the second that it hits off of there? Because even that, I was like, there's no way that can only be 384 feet away. Like, it was an absolute blast off of Brian Wu.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand that myself when that happens, because exactly right. I mean, if you've ever been there live, I mean, it's one thing to see it on TV or whatever. And like you said, Nolan, you're trying to guess and speculate. But when you see hits like that live, it's just, it's stuff that you never, ever forget as long as you live. And exactly right. When you're hitting it off a facade, third deck. Yeah, that's a good question. If any of you dirtbags out there know, if they just stop the projection of where contact is made, like Nolan said, with the facade, instead of actually drop and they've got the launch angle, they've got all the distance, they've got all that stuff, you know, they should be able to get real correct distance of where it lands. So if it's only 384 feet or whatever in that, and you hit a ball like that, I don't know what to say, Yordan Alvarez, because you couldn't hit a ball any cleaner and any harder and any farther.
No, like, yeah, there was literally no doubt that it was a no-doubter. It was an absolute moonshot. And yeah, they only set 384 feet. I was like, wow, that's absurd. And then obviously in Monday night's game, you get Bobby Witt Jr. He was vying for the cycle. He gets a home run, triple, and a double. Then in his fourth at-bat, he gets plunked in the hand, right? And Salvador Perez, obviously on deck. The stuff coming out of Salvi's mouth, he was none too pleased about it. And rightfully so, obviously, the year that Bobby Witt Jr. is having. Right now, he actually passed Aaron Judge and Gunnar Henderson for WAR in the AL, so he's the new AL leader. But, like, that being said, man, like, he got smoked in the hand. Obviously, when you're a single shy of the cycle, you never want to see a guy get pitched up and in like that. And,
what is he?
Like, I mean, it was one of those ones where you're just sitting there, and with the amount of injuries that have happened this year, on that exact same situation, a pitcher throwing a fastball up and in and catching a guy in the hand, and they end up breaking some, especially in the hand, right? That's just pure bones and skin, pretty much. Like, for you to take one there, man, oh my goodness. That had to just sink a whole bunch of Kansas City Royals' hearts. But it was funny, though. He gives the shout-out, like Bobby Witt Jr. gives the shout-out to a fan just beside his on-deck circle. And just says, yeah, this guy, before I come up to bat in my first at bat, he's screaming at me, hey, hit for the cycle, Bobby. And Bobby just kind of at the end of the game, right, he's acknowledging all this, and he's talking about it with the reporters, and he's like, yeah, I think we need to bring this fan out to every single game going forward.
So that guy might have some season's tickets coming to him for free, so that's exactly. Pretty cool, courtesy of Bobby Witt. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Salvi's going to jump on it and stuff like that when he got hit in the hand. You're going to stick up for your guy. You're going to defend your guy, especially what is he like 11 for 14 since the All-Star break or something like that? Like, it's just, he's unconscious right now. And we're not talking about singles. We're talking about everything he's hitting. And obviously still playing fantastic defense. So, well, I mean, you just said it, Nolan, proof is in the WAR, right?
Yeah,
there you go. I mean, wins against replacement. It's like that guy, you made the call at the first of the year. He was your MVP, and he's holding steady to it, right? I mean, obviously, Judge is having the year he's having or whatever, and I can't say enough about him or whatever and stuff, but I tell you what, those Kansas City Royals get in there and stuff like that, and right now, second wild card, lots of ball left to play, obviously, but, you know, he's making it hard for management not to go out there and make a couple of more changes and a couple more additions to that lineup before the All-Star or before the trade deadline. For sure. And of course, Seth Lugo, threw his first complete career game there on Sunday night, I think it was. He's staying unconscious. He's not going to beat Tarek Skubal, unfortunately, for the Cy Young or whatever and stuff like that, but he's definitely Kansas City Cy Young this year and just building a name for himself. So fantastic stuff coming out there with those two guys. I mean, Yordan Alvarez, he's talk about at the first, and Bobby Witt Jr. right in behind it. So I did want to jump back to that, the Astros and stuff like that. 10 games behind as of what, like May 17th or something like that. And now all of a sudden they took over the Seattle Mariners. I'll tell you what, Jerry DePoto's got to make a decision here. He's got to make a decision here. I mean, we talk about it all the time, right? Building culture, building everything. Julio Rodriguez isn't having a great year or whatever and that. Doesn't have a lot of depth around him. Kyle Raleigh hits a few bombs and stuff like that. But what do you think's going on with the Mariners? Like, is DePoto going to get a job done there? Is he going to actually let go of some of those young guys and just try to fill something up? Or what's going
to
happen?
To me, he's one of the two most aggressive trade guys in all of MLB. I'd be very surprised if he didn't go out there and pick up some pieces. I don't know who he's going to go out there and pick up. Obviously, there's been some trade talks around pitchers and stuff like that, more so from teams that are looking to sell. Obviously, you get Detroit. Baltimore Orioles and the Los Angeles Dodgers have both reached out about Tarek Skubal just to see what his availability is. Dodgers have also reached out to the White Sox about a Garrett Crochet and a Luis Robert package. So, I mean, I'm just looking at it from Seattle's standpoint. Seattle's got arms. Like, that is not something that they lack. Obviously, arms come at a premium, and especially since most of their arms are all under control for an extended period of time, you got to assume that Jerry DePoto is going to make a move to try and become a legitimate contender in the AL West. They were obviously my team coming out of the AL side this year, and I mean, I'm not wavering on them yet just because of the pitching that they have. Like, they're loaded up there. So, I mean, I would not be surprised that they move a couple of their MLB pitchers right now, or even their AAA guys, a couple of their younger guys that they got in there. And they could get a good haul back for a few of their guys, because obviously they need offensive pieces. Like, they need outfield help, especially with Julio Rodriguez right now, the way that he is. Sounds like it's a sprained ankle. J.P. Crawford, obviously, they need a shortstop. So I'm even looking at a team like the Chicago Cubs. I don't know if Cody Bellinger would be available for a trade, but, I mean, based on the way that his contract is, that would be an interesting move for the Seattle Mariners to go out there and make.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you started right off with how active and aggressive DePoto usually is and stuff of that. So that's what's got me thinking. Maybe that's just too aggressive on the trade offers that are out there. They're wanting way too much from the Mariners in return. And he's like, I'm not doing it. I got to just see what we can do with this team, because, and I got to believe that it's not just him. I mean, obviously it's all about being patient and waiting and not investing more, giving up more than what a player's worth or what you project him to be worth and stuff like that. So we still have a few days left before the trade deadline, but I mean, it's just interesting to watch it and see. And again, just, I mean, we're going to keep going with it in the second segment, Dirtbags, after the break here, but it really is interesting to see. So we'll be right back here in a second.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Quebec, Dirtbags. Nolan, I know you wanted to get talking about the unfortunate, another unfortunate situation down in Atlanta over the weekend against your Cardinals, Ozzie Albies. So go ahead.
Yes, I mean, Ozzie Albies out 8 weeks with a fractured wrist. Relatively harmless play, sliding Michael Cioni, the center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, stealing second base, sliding into second. Ozzie goes to tag him, catches him with the glove, ends up fracturing his wrist, out 8 weeks. Then they end up signing Whit Merrifield, first practice with the team, ends up getting injured himself. So, what a double whammy that is. Obviously, now Atlanta is in, I don't know if desperation mode is the proper way to describe it, but it seems like it's almost like a desperate situation for Atlanta, especially with the lead that the Philadelphia Phillies now have in that division. I mean, Atlanta, obviously, very competitive team in their own right. But let's be honest, right now, they're a wild card team. They're not a team that is as dominant as they were last year. Obviously, no Ronald Acuna, no Ozzie Albies for the next 8 weeks. Matt Olson's having a down year. Marcell Ozuna's having a fantastic year, but he's only DH in form, right? He can't play second base. So now they got that hole to fill. Vaughn Grissom, obviously, they traded him for Chris Sale at the start of the year, so it's not like they can call him up. So, I mean,
Harris, he's been down.
Yeah, like Atlanta's hurting, right? So, and I mean, and Max Fried just got placed on the IL too. So, like, you're looking at it, man. That's what I'm kind of saying. It's a desperate situation for Atlanta. So, it's going to be interesting to see what AA does down there. Alex Anthopoulos, obviously, the general manager. He'll get creative with it. He always does around the trade deadline. And especially since he wants to be competing this year, he's a guy that always wants to compete, right? He's not afraid to sell off some pieces from the farm. Obviously, we've seen that over the past few years in multiple trades. Obviously, the Sean Murphy trade and the, the Sean Murphy, Matt Olson trade all in one. Like, that was a big trade for him. I'm just looking at it, right? And it's like, well, Atlanta is in a desperate situation for a second baseman. So, I mean, and now this would kind of benefit the Cardinals if the Atlanta Braves had a bit deeper of a system, because the Cardinals are loaded up with second basemen. Now, even the Los Angeles Dodgers, they could make a move here too if they want to get creative and steal somebody off the Atlanta Braves, because they could always flip like a Gavin Lux type of situation. Obviously, Gavin Lux is dependent right now with Mookie Betts being out, but once Betts comes back, and especially with the hot streak that Gavin Lux has been on, might be something that they entertain.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they think about Jonathan India up in Cincinnati and stuff like that. I don't know if AA goes that aggressive. Because like you said, there is just a lot of pieces that aren't there this year, and we've talked about it, and Dirtbags, you got to agree with us in that. Like, you're looking at Philadelphia or whatever and that, and they look good. Like they said, I mean, not to get off the topic of the Braves with you, Nolan, or whatever now, but if you're talking about the division leaders right now, Philadelphia, they were speculating what Jazz Chisholm there a week ago or whatever it is. And basically, I mean, Dombrowski, you never know with Dombrowski or whatever now, obviously, he's one of the best in the game. But basically, more or less, like, we're not doing that. And when I first heard it, I wondered why, but then I thought about it a little longer. We talked about it before, the culture. I wonder if there's the culture for the Philadelphia Phillies, and wondering if a Jazz Chisholm would fit in with that culture. No disrespect to Jazz Chisholm as a player and a character, but at the end of the day, does he fit into that culture?
No.
And maybe that's why they just said, you know what, that trade's not going to happen. Because we've talked about it, right? I mean,
I can't see a team trading for Jazz, honestly.
No.
Like, I truly just think the Miami Marlins are going to over-evaluate him as a player. And their asking price is just going to be too high for teams. And honestly, yeah, I don't know. And this isn't necessarily fair for me to say, obviously, from an outsider perspective, but I don't know if winning's his top priority. Like, when I'm looking at the Philadelphia Phillies roster, winning is their only priority.
Well, that's what I say, right? Like, they're World Series mode. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
No. No, and like the only guys that you're getting to come to Philadelphia Phillies are guys that have won a World Series now at this point in time. Like, because people forget Bryce Harper's still chasing his first. Harper has won one. And you can guarantee that every single guy in that clubhouse wants to get one for Bryce and with Bryce. Because, like, there's very few people as dominant in the game of baseball as Bryce Harper when he's on a roll like he is this year, right? So, I mean, like, I'm looking at it. Obviously, they got JT coming back soon. They got a few different pieces, right? So, JT is back now. Sorry, my fault.
JT back, just back.
But, yeah, no, like, I'm looking at it, right? Like, you got a Kyle Schwarber. He's hunting for his first or second World Series, sorry. Obviously, having won one with the Cubs. Nick Castellanos, he's hunting for, I believe, his first World Series. There's a lot of good pieces there, and I'm talking veteran pieces, right? Especially their pitching staff-wise. But some good young kids there, too. And even the way that the kids were brought up, you can tell it's winning is number one priority. Doesn't matter how you do it, but winning is the number one priority there. And Jazz Chisholm, I just don't know if winning is the top priority for him.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's interesting that you say that because I'm not so sure either, whatever. And obviously every major league player winning is a goal. But as we say that, I mean, depending on the team that you're on, eventually winning becomes secondary almost because of, again, the culture, the team's desire to actually put competitive teams on the field. And if you get stereotyped, you hate to say it that way or whatever and that, but stereotyped on that situation, you've got to be a completely different player on a losing team. The process of, or the thought process of a losing program, a losing culture, to really become a member of a winning culture, like you said. And I don't think we talk about that enough. I don't think we've ever talked about it, to be honest with you, Nolan. So that's a good call. That's a really good call. So, you know, again, back to your point with Ozzie Albies going down in the Atlanta Braves to start this off, I don't know what AA does. I'm going to be curious to see. I don't think he folds the tent because, again, all you got to do is get in to get hot, but he's got a lot of pieces that are missing in that. God, the New York Mets almost look better than the Atlanta Braves right now, as crazy as that sounds. Could be more aggressive by the time the season's done or whatever and that and slide into the wild card. But it's big trouble down in Atlanta. It's disappointing because it is a good team. There is good players there. Just a tough year. And I guess if there's one good note that you can take out of it, all these guys are going down at the same time. They're going out in the same year. So I guess if there's something positive out of it, as terrible as it is, that's the positive. So Oakland Athletics, what do you think is going to happen over there, Nolan? They got some interesting guys. Brent Rooker, think he's going to be, there's a lot of talk about him and stuff like that getting moved. Do you think anybody? Because defensively, he's really not a player. A DH? But who needs a DH only?
So I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm sure there's probably going to be flack, but I could see two NL Central teams going out there and getting Brent Rooker. One of them, obviously, their current general manager, he's going to be stepping down, I believe, at the end of this season. That being John Mozeliak of the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a part of the Oakland Athletics brain trust once upon a time and a part of the Colorado Rockies, famous for bringing Matt Holliday over. I could see the St. Louis Cardinals getting a Brent Rooker. Obviously, the offense is slacking. They're minus, I believe it's 39 run differential on the season. Just had a good series against Atlanta, but I mean, far too inconsistent with the lineup. They don't necessarily need a DH, but the Cardinals have extra positional bats, and a power bat like Brent Rooker would really help that team out. And the other team being the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team that's very much in the hunt, some good young pieces there that they could trade from their farm system. Brent's got, I believe it's another year of control, if I'm not mistaken, so I don't think he's a rental.
No.
But yeah,
he's got another year.
But yeah, no, like I'm looking at it, right? And the year that Brent Rooker's having, especially since Pittsburgh lacks that thump in the middle of their order. He'd be a perfect piece to go in there.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually, in that Pittsburgh and stuff. And then you've been on them for the last few weeks or whatever, needing to get some funk, like you said. That would be a nice little fit there. That would be a really good little fit and stuff like that. And I think it's worthwhile, right? Even if they don't end up making it all the way to the wild card ultimately or whatever, I think it's a step in the right direction. There's something to build around and stuff like that moving into 2025. Because like you said, I mean, obviously the pitching is going to take care of itself moving forward for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I like that thought process. I like that a lot for sure. Obviously in the third segment, we'll talk about it more or whatever and stuff like that. But, St. Louis Cardinals, you were on them. Finally over the weekend, they moved Mr. Goldschmidt down to the seven hole. It'd come back the very first game with a home run and stuff like that.
And I don't even know how he hit the home run. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. 98 above the zone. After just fouling off three straight down and out fastballs, you go 98 up and in, and you turn on it and hit it 400 feet. That looked like Goldie, man. That looked like Goldie.
Right, character and getting shoved down into the seven. I mean, he said it right after the game, right? He goes, I'm not down. He goes, I'm embarrassed. He didn't quite say it like that or whatever and that. But again, a legend MLB-er has pride. The end of the day, you have pride or whatever and stuff like that. And I mean, obviously, we'll talk more about that, like I said, in the third segment with you and stuff like that, because people want to know about it. But Dirtbags, you know what? We're going to be right back here after the break, and we'll be answering your curtain call questions. So stay tuned.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the curtain call questions. So, going to stay right with your St. Louis Cardinals and stuff like that. About to talk over the last month and stuff. People are starting to get a little antsy, as expected, coming up to the trade deadline. So, they want to know, are they going to go out and get a number two guy in that rotation to help out with Sonny Gray? Or is it just all talk and fodder?
Here's St. Louis's MO. Trade for over-the-hill starting pitching or cast-offs from a different team where you're paying minors on the prospects, basically. Like, not top five guys. Basically, get a guy and hope that they pan out. They've done that for, I don't know, the past 7-8 years, it seems like. And somehow it's managed to work. And I think, and the sad thing is, being a Cardinals fan, I honestly feel like upper management has just gotten so stale to the point where, now I heard someone else talking about this. I can't remember who it was, but it was St. Louis Cardinals podcast. And so they were saying, basically, it just seems like St. Louis's goal is just to get into the dance. And once you're in the dance, then anything's possible. And they brought it all the way back to 2006, and basically it seems like that's been the mentality ever since. Obviously, the latter half of Pujols, early post-Pujols days, was a little bit different. That's kind of when St. Louis was around that 100-win team. But for the most part, it's like ever since about 2015, I want to say, St. Louis is content being a 90-win team. And I don't know, like I'm sitting here hoping St. Louis goes out there and gets a legitimate number two or even an ace if they want to go out there and get an ace. Like, they got pieces to move, obviously. Jordan Walker, he's a guy that's highly touted. Now, I don't know if he's going to be traded. He was a former number one overall prospect in all of baseball, right? And had a good enough rookie season last year where I think if he gets traded to a different team, something could happen. Like, he's still, he's still a piece that could be traded out to a team like Seattle and try and get back a Brian Wu or Bryce Miller type of pitcher. And you go from there and you hope for the best. But I mean, like, I'm looking at it, St. Louis needs a legitimate number two. Because no disrespect to Kyle Gibson, no disrespect to Lance Lynn, both having fantastic years. No disrespect to Andre Pallante, who's come up and had a fantastic stretch of starts for St. Louis. But I'm still just looking at it like they need another guy just at the top of that rotation to just come in there and mow through lineups.
So let me ask you, last year and way back to the Randall Grichuk trade, they've been busy with the Blue Jays over the years and stuff like that. So is there, you're not getting Berrios.
No.
Gausman's probably pretty tough to get. Chris Bassett? Do you think they can get a Chris Bassett? Because I don't know if they'll get Flaherty back.
I don't think Gausman's out of the question either, though.
I don't think he's out of the question. But what would they have to give up for Gausman?
The sad thing is, I don't think as much as people actually think in return for Kevin Gausman, just because of his contract. Like, he's owed 20 plus million bucks a year for the next 3 years, obviously, after this season. He's got good numbers, not great numbers across the board this year. He's 33 or 34 years old now. So, like, I really don't think it's as much as people really think it's going to be to go out there and get a Kevin Gausman. Now, that being said, I think I would rather have, just in terms of a trade return, I think I'd rather give up something to get a Chris Bassett. Because Chris Bassett, I don't think, is going to cost you an arm and a leg to go out there and get a pitcher like him. But that being said, right now, Toronto is indifferent on becoming buyers or sellers for the trade deadline, which is still insane to me. They should have been sellers all along. But if you could package a Chris Bassett even obviously Chad Green right now, there's talks about him possibly going back to the New York Yankees, who's under control. Like, Chad Green, he's under control for another year. He'd be an excellent late inning bullpen arm for whatever team can acquire him. Or Yimi Garcia, one of those types. I can't see Toronto trading their closer. Why am I drawing a blank on their closer's name?
Jordan Romano.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't see them trading him. Right? No, exactly. So, like, well, it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, I could see Chris Bassett being traded before Kevin Gausman.
Let me ask you this then, would the Cardinals have any interest? Because it sounds like this one's going to go, and where he goes, I don't know, but Yusi Kikuchi, mix in a left-hander in that rotation.
I don't necessarily think so.
Again, it's not going to cost you much for him.
No, I could see Kikuchi would be in play, but I think Toronto likes Kikuchi too much to trade him. Because I think he's still got another couple years of control, if I'm not mistaken.
No, he's a free agent.
He's a free agent to be. Okay, so done. There you go. So, yeah.
Milwaukee's been well on him. Oh. A lot of speculation.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense, too, for Milwaukee to go out there and get him. Obviously, Milwaukee needs a few arms. He'd be a good play for St. Louis. St. Louis has had success with the Japanese pitchers before. And especially if they're trying to recruit these next couple of Japanese guys that are coming over, and St. Louis obviously has been heavily invested in the Japanese market over the past couple of years. Obviously, Lars Nootbaar has ties with Team Japan from the World Baseball Classic a couple of years ago. So bringing in another one would definitely help them out, just as a sticking point for trying to say, hey, listen, this is not necessarily a Japanese market, being a Midwest team and a small city too at that. But I mean, same time, it's like, well, proof's in the pudding. We've done it enough times with other guys from Asia that you guys could very easily come over here and have success and find a good home.
We already talked about it. Philadelphia is in pretty good position right now. Obviously, it can change in 24 hours. Right now, they look good. People want to know. Dodgers, Yankees, Baltimore Orioles. Who makes the move first? Or is it not that they're not trying to make the moves? It's the people they're trying to trade with, whether it's the White Sox or whether it's the Detroit Tigers with Derek Scoobal, if that's real, or Jack Flaherty even and stuff like that, are holding out on them, just waiting for the best deal from one of them. Who's going to be the mover?
Baltimore. To me, Baltimore. Detroit apparently has been scouting most, I think it's Norfolk. The Tides.
Norfolk, yeah.
That's the AAA team for the Baltimore Orioles. They've been scouting there very hard. And obviously, AAA for Baltimore, they got dudes. Like, they got dudes that are knocking on the doorstep and saying, hey, boys, we're ready to come up whenever one of you guys falter up at the major league level. And you can tell because the major league guys, they're playing like their hair's on fire. And, I mean, they're all playing very well out in Baltimore, right? They're not willing to give up their spot to these young kids coming up. And at the same time, these kids that are coming up, they're saying, hey, listen, we're not ready to give it back to the vets, right? So something's got to give there. And so one way or the other, now I can't see Jack Flaherty getting traded back to Baltimore, not after last year's experiment. I think Baltimore will just say no to that, even though he is having a fantastic season. I just think Baltimore doesn't pull the trigger on a deal like that. That being said, though, I mean, like I said, they're talking about Tarik Skubal. They pulled off the Corbin Burns trade earlier in the year. They could pull off a Tarik Skubal trade, and that would put them, in my opinion, over the top in the AL East.
Yeah, no question. That's a ready-lefty combination that looks pretty darn good on paper and in reality, for sure. So, and I like the Tarik Skubal. I think it's worth giving up some prospects for and stuff like that because you got some length with him where Corbin Burns is going to be a free agent, right? In the offseason, no guarantee, even though they've got money now, Baltimore, there's no guarantee of getting him in there because you know the Dodgers, you know the Yankees, you know whoever else is going to come to play. Maybe the Boston Red Sox will get back in the dance in the off season as well. You never know. So you're right though. I don't see Flaherty and stuff like that going. Do you think the Dodgers are going to be able to get the two player combination from the White Sox? Do you think they're going to be able to pull off Luis Robert and Crochet?
I think Robert. I don't think Crochet. I'm still set on Crochet being a San Diego Padre until something else happens. But I do think Luis Robert would be on the Los Angeles Dodgers by the end of the trade deadline. The reason why I think that is because he'd fit in perfectly with that team because he's always injured. So that's a 50-50 joke at that point too. Like that's kind of what I'm trying to say. Dude's talented. No one's debating that he's talented. What you got to give up in return for both of those guys? I mean, a team like Los Angeles Dodgers, they very easily could take the risk, trade for both of them, and hope that somehow both of them pan out and stay healthy all the way through their postseason run. That being said, it'll probably be maybe the second round of the playoffs. They're not a World Series team this year. Arizona Diamondbacks weren't a World Series team last year, but they made the World Series, right? So, I mean, it's easier said, or it's easy to say that now. Just looking at it, though, Crochet's already passes previous career high for innings pitched. His numbers are fantastic, but eventually I got to assume he's going to burn out just based on recency and trends of how baseball works. Luis Robert, he's only played 100 games in his career once, I believe. So, like, I'm kind of looking at it. Obviously, he's already missed extended period of time this year. And, like, I mean, he'll get traded. I think it is to the Dodgers. The Dodgers will pay up to get him. But I still can't see them both being traded to the Dodgers.
This past weekend, Hall of Fame weekend. They want to know if you were able to watch or see any of the speeches since then, Nolan, if you were. Which stood out to you? What did any gravitate to you?
Yeah, Jimmy Leland. For those that didn't watch Jimmy Leland's speech, man, you got to watch it. It is the perfect thing for fans of baseball. Obviously, majority of people never played at a high enough competitive level to even entertain going to college, let alone becoming a professional baseball player, right? So Jimmy Leland, he puts it into great perspective on a fan's look at the stadium and everything like that. And his speech, honestly, to me, was fantastic. I mean, all the guys do a good job with their speeches. I'm not going to sit here and knock. Just Jimmy Leland's is a must watch to me.
I agree with that. I was touched. I watched it last night, actually, and I saved it just to help me with coaching and stuff like that. I always look at those types of guys, Tony La Russa's, Tommy Lasorda's, Earl Weaver way back in the day and stuff like that, but just everybody and just little things that you can pick up. But there was so much more than just little things with Jimmy Leland's. It was overwhelming for sure. It was very impressed. The shout out to the fans of what we mean to the game. And boy, you talk about a guy getting into management on that side of things, Nolan. We talk about every time there's a collective bargaining agreement or whatever. And Jimmy Leland would remind the boys in charge that, hey, don't dick around with the fans, man. Don't play games with them. So it's pretty real. Did you happen to see Big Poppy standing behind the curtain or whatever and that and give Mr. Beltre the tap on the head as he got introduced?
Yeah, it was funny. Adrian Beltre in his post Hall of Fame speech, obviously he talks about it and he's like, yeah, Big Poppy comes over to me and pats me on the head. And everybody knows that Adrian Beltre doesn't like being touched on top of the head. I was waiting, honestly, for Elvis Andrews to come and do it. That's who I thought was going to come out and do it. But, yeah, seeing Big Poppy, and then, yeah, Beltre spins around, and, I mean, he's like, oh, what the heck? What can I do? Big Poppy was one of those Dominican-born players like myself who came up here and dominated the game of baseball, so I can't really be too mad at him. So I thought that was hilarious. But, yeah, I genuinely thought it was going to be Elvis Andrews that was coming out and doing it. That, to me, would have been the perfect icing on the cake to end both of their careers, air quotations around that.
Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirt Bags. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, it's that time of year, same as always, Mike Trout, except this time he's coming back. That's the announcement. Does that possibly lead to a trade? Everybody hopes so. Every single person that watches baseball hopes that Mike Trout gets traded this trade deadline. And especially if he's coming back a week before the trade deadline actually kicks off, that would be the icing on the cake if he could get traded for the sanity of baseball fans everywhere. Please, Los Angeles Angels, do him the service of trading Mike Trout. Even if he doesn't want to be traded, just say to him, hey, listen, Mike, where do you want to go? We want to see you in the playoffs. We're sick of wasting your career and sick of wasting everybody's time talking about the greatest that could have been. Get that man a playoff opportunity. Get him out of the Angels system. You're healthy, Mike. Put on a show for a week. Get traded. Just accept it. Go to a playoff team, and please let us see you in playoff baseball.
That's a great final thought, man. Forgot about Mike Trout. Forgot about it until even you said it, Nolan. So you got me on a final thought. That was awesome, man. That was perfect. So, hey, time will tell, Dirtbags. Let's see what happens with that one, because there hasn't been any Mike Trout speculation. But let's see. Maybe Nolan's right. Got a week to do it, a little over and stuff like that to generate some buzz. Let's see what happens. That's it at the end of the day. So, Dirtbags, you don't think this game of baseball is awesome. It's cool, and you never know why you have to be a dirtbag and work at it so hard. I'm doing this recording tonight with Nolan. I'm sitting here in Krakow, Poland, with my wife, Karen, or whatever, and that, because we got a little bit of break from baseball over here in Europe and stuff like that. But because of the game of baseball, I'm getting to see these unbelievable places. Make no mistake about it. I work hard at it, and I'm good at it, what I do. From coaching to player development to not just this dirtbag baseball talk or whatever, and that day-to-day work on and stuff like that. So when we talk about Nolan and I saying, you know what, contact us on Facebook or Instagram on Dirtbag Baseball Nation about training, whatever it is, advice on that, being a player, a parent, a coach, we're serious about it. We couldn't be more serious about it. So, but unfortunately, Dirtbags, it's that time. It's that time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.